Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And your fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Titus chapter 2, verse number 1. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works and doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Would you bow your heads and stretch your hands this way? Precious Heavenly Father, I ask, Lord, that you'd help us, Lord, in this service tonight. God, we feel your presence in such a sweet and wonderful way. And we ask, God, that you'd come by, meet with us in this altar service, and, oh, yes, have mercy on this preacher, and we'll give you the praise and the glory. And everyone said, amen. I need to remind you of a couple of Old Testament characters to reintroduce you to them. There was a young man by the name of Aziel, and the Bible spoke of him that he was as lightfoot as a wild roe. Amen. There was another character by the name of Abner, the old, crusty, experienced veteran of a warrior. And one day, Aziel, thinking they had obtained and the battle had went their way, he began to chase Abner. Amen. And he began to chase him, and Abner told him, you need to turn around. If you're going to fight somebody, you need to get one of the young men, fight him. But you best leave me alone. In my words, that's how I figure he said it. I like to bring these two characters maybe closer to our view here tonight. Abner represents he who has experience. Aziel represents youthful zeal. You know, there's some things that it's hard to get together in. Isn't that right? Amen. It seems like that so many times that there are things that seems like that they're both attributes that we like to see. And there's many things that maybe come to your mind, but the thing that really comes to my mind, too many times we find that it's either one or the other in many portions of our lives. And here we have both signs. Here we have both attributes. Both of them are good. Amen. We need zeal. And I appreciate you for zeal. Amen. And we need experience. And more am I appreciating and realizing the importance of experience in our life. Amen. When Aziel was chasing Abner, amen, it's a story of the young chasing the old. Yeah. It's a story of the swift chasing he who is not as swift as he used to be. It's a story of zeal chasing experience, strength chasing know-how. But when we read the end of the story, we find out that experience won. It really did win. Praise God. Doesn't matter who you're rooting for. Amen. When you sum it all up, and when you get to the bottom line, experience won. And you know, more often than not, that's the way it turns out. Experience will win. Amen. I read to you some scriptures here in the New Testament. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And I really feel like the reason why sometimes we don't obey those that are older than us, because we feel like that they don't know what they're talking about. Is that simple enough? Abner, amen, he kept on being chased by Aziel because Aziel didn't believe him. Amen. He didn't believe that he could do anything about it. He didn't believe that there was nothing that could be done. His speed and his swiftness up to that time had been his greatest asset. It had been his greatest attribute. Amen. You know Aziel. I mean, he's the fella he's fast. Put him in a race and he'll win it just about every time. Aziel's fast. Hallelujah. Amen. But his problem was that, amen, even though he had a wonderful attribute of speed, it was turned against him because he didn't believe that the older man's experience, amen, was a greater weapon than his youthful zeal. Amen. That's the one thing that our public school systems tear down. They try to tear down the old people. That's just as plain as I can put it. Amen. I remember when I was in school, amen, they get in a way, and it's sort of almost a subtle way, but they get their point across. Mom and Dad really don't know what they're talking about. Amen. It was a different day when they lived. Praise the Lamb of God. But I want to remind you who won this battle. I'm not saying who was right and who was wrong. I'm not saying who was righteous and who was unrighteous. I'm just going to tell you experience will win just about every time. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So, amen, I really want to keep my zeal, don't you, folks that are getting older? I'd like to keep my zeal. I really would. Oh, how I admire Caleb. Amen. He still has the zeal to take the mountain, even in his old age. Amen. Amen. But you know, really, we must face the fact. Amen. There's a process going on. It's called age. Amen. We are slowing down. I am getting bigger and harder to move around. Amen. There was a time I could do a whole lot more physically than what I can do now. Amen. But the simple fact of the matter is I'm getting older. Amen. I found out it ain't so much what I can do with my hands. Amen. It's what am I doing with my mind? Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. It isn't the strength physically which I possess. Amen. But have I learned from my experiences? Amen. I'm realizing more and more that's what's going to keep me alive. Amen. But it's so hard to bring it together. And I'd like to bring it together in this meeting. I really would. Amen. I'm not, saying that we don't need youthful zeal. We do need it. Amen. Brother Jim Setzer, amen, came to our church there at 2100 Springdale Road where Brother David Miller was pastor and I was youth pastor. And I've remembered all these years what he said. He stood up, amen, preaching. It was our first youth crusade. And amen, I started that thing, by the way. And amen, and he got up and he said the church, the young people here at the church isn't the church of tomorrow. Amen, it's the church of today. They're a great part of the church right now. Amen. And I'd like to add to that, the folks that are getting older isn't what the church used to be. Amen. They're still what the church is right now. And I really believe in order to have revival, I really believe in order to have a living and a thriving church, somehow, some way, we got to bring this thing together. Somehow, some way, zeal, youthful zeal, has got to meet with experience. And they're going to have to live hand in hand. They're going to have to occupy the same space together. Can somebody shout amen? Amen. I don't feel like jumping and running. Amen. I wish I did. Amen. But jumping and running don't always settle the conflict. Hallelujah. Amen. One thing that experience teaches us, it teaches us to expect the unexpected. And I know in your pastor and sitting under him as long as I did, amen, one thing that I've learned from the 24th and 25th chapter of the book of Matthew, too many times we get it mixed up with the rapture, amen, which I know Brother Collins says, and I believe wholeheartedly, has nothing whatsoever to do with the rapture. Amen, but it does teach us, amen, to expect the unexpected. and to be prepared for the unexpected, for those things that, amen, you aren't expecting. Amen. Amen. And the foolish virgins, amen, what was wrong with them? Amen. They weren't prepared for the unexpected. Amen. They wasn't prepared for the impromptu. They would, amen. They didn't have anything, amen, when they was called on. Amen. Brother Barker off the cuff. Amen. They didn't have anything. They had no oil. I mean, they all rose. They all trimmed their vessels. Amen. All 10 of them done it. Amen. But the foolish, amen, were depending upon their youthful zeal. Amen. And they hadn't learned by experience, amen, to be ready for the unexpected. Amen. That was what was wrong with Asa. Amen. In his youthful zeal, he felt like he could handle it all. He felt like he had everything under control. He didn't realize that that older fellow up ahead that he was taunting and he could easily run up on and back off and run up on and was taunting him. He didn't realize that he had something up his sleeve. You see, he was expecting, amen, if he was going to challenge him, he would expect old Abner to stop. Amen. To pivot around, turn and face him. Amen. Jab that spear at him. Amen. But old Abner, in his experience, amen, knew, amen, you don't have to have the sharp end of the spear to kill somebody. Amen. If you hit it hard enough, amen, I can run the blunt end of the spear through him. And that's exactly what happened. And Aziel's greatest attribute, his speed, was turned against him because that was part of the force, amen, that caused him, amen, his demise. Because he cost him his very life. Amen. Oh, listen to me, church, tonight. Amen. I want to do a few things here. Amen. But we're going to have to bring our zeal, our youthful zeal that is in the church. Amen. I'm not as zealous as I was, youthfully speaking. I still have a zeal for the Lord. Amen. I really do. Amen. But oh, praise the Lamb of God. I look upon some of you and I see your strength. I see the sparkle that's in your eye. Amen. And somebody said, well, we got the same thing. No, they have something that I don't have anymore. They have youth. Amen. They have that youthful vigor. Amen. We may, there's a lot of folks live out their age. Of course, Christians don't do that. Amen. But we're losing that. Amen. There's lines growing across our face. Amen. Our brow has wrinkled furrows. Amen. And amen. Our eyesight isn't as keen. Amen, is what it used to be. And amen, and our strength is waning. Amen, and I'm glad for the young people that are here tonight at the Highway of Holiness Church. Amen, I'm not preaching against you. Amen, I'm just trying to wave you on up a little bit closer. Amen, come on in here. Let's have a meeting. Amen, come on in here. Amen, let's get together. Come on in here. Amen, let's bridge this generation gap. Amen, you can ignore it if you want to, but as I said the other day, he will not go away. Amen. There is generation gap that the devil drives wedges, amen, between the young and between the old. And I don't know exactly how he does things. Amen. By George, he gets them done. Amen. And tonight, I'd like to see us come together. Amen. When we speak of experience, amen, that's something somebody said it was the best teacher. Well, I don't know about that, but I feel like it's the most effective teacher that there is. Amen. The best teacher is to learn by other people's experiences. Amen. But the most effective teacher is when you go through it yourself. Amen. When you walk that road yourself. Amen. When you put on those shoes yourself. Amen. And the older I get, the more I value. Amen. The older brothers in the church. Amen. The older sisters in the church. Amen. The more I realize that I'm a losing part of my, amen, my, amen, life. Amen. My youth is a fading, swiftly fading from me. Amen. The more I'm looking at the older men in the church. Amen. I want to pick their brain for their experiences. Amen. I want to heed to their warnings. Amen. I don't want to fall by the wayside. Amen. Through my ignorance. Amen. But I want to make it to heaven. Don't you? Amen. I'll hurry right along here. Amen. But not only should the children, amen, obey their parents. Amen. But it said that the aged men be sober, Paul told Titus. that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith and in charity and in patience. And it went on for the aged women to teach the young women. Amen. The Bible is teaching that there's a teaching going on. Amen. Sound doctrine will bring about this process that the older will teach the younger. Amen. Brother Collins can't be there whenever a question is asked. Amen. The pulpit won't address necessarily, amen, in every individual case, because a lot of times folks ain't here to hear it. Amen. But it won't address every individual case every time. Amen. Exactly when you need for it. But I thank God for the experience of the church. I said, I thank God for the experience of the church. Amen. Hallelujah. I said, I thank God. Amen. Did I say I thank God for that? I think I said that. Amen. For the experience of this church. Amen. Now, amen, this experience, if we're not careful, amen, the wisdom of the older, if we're not careful, it'll bring forth impatience. Amen. Zeal, amen, of the youth, if we're not careful, will bring forth disrespect. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Sometimes, amen, we look at the younger folks and we say they ought to know better than that. Amen. We get impatient with them. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. When really the fact of the matter is, a lot of times, amen, we would have done the same thing. Amen. We were just as ignorant as they were. Glory to God. So some folks, amen, amen, never had a childhood. I realize some folks had to grow up earlier. I know that. I realize that. Amen. But if we're not careful, amen, the more we know, amen, we'll look down upon folks that don't know and have as much experience and wisdom that we have. And sometimes in our age, amen, and I can see it coming on me, amen, I'm more impatient, amen, when the youth than I used to be. Amen. That's bad for a former youth pastor to say that, isn't it? Amen. But I see that coming on. And I also see in our churches, amen, it seems like maybe some of the younger folks, and I'm not just talking about teenagers, I'm even talking about folks at my age, amen, don't have the respect for the elders that they need. Amen. They act like, amen, that they know it. And, amen. And then their strength, amen, will carry them through. And they got a backbone like a saw log. Amen. And they got the strength and, amen, and the tenacity and the staying power, amen, and the endurance, amen, and amen, and they look at the youth and they see the frailty physically, amen, they see, and sometimes and there's a little contempt there, amen, but I like to bring that together in our holiness churches, amen, I like to address those issues tonight, amen, I like to be more patient, amen, with the youth, amen, and I like to give more due respect, amen, to the experience, amen, of our churches. Amen. Because I'm finding out that experience has kept them alive. Amen. That experience has kept L.D. Moore alive. That experience has kept the L.L. Collins. Amen. Still preaching the same way he did. Amen. When I first come to thy Pentecostal highway of holiness. Amen. That experience. Amen. And after all, isn't that the bottom line? Don't we want to stay alive? Amen. Don't we want to endure to the end? Could you lift your hands to heaven and praise the Lord? Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I'm not going to tarry here. I'm not going to tarry very long whatsoever. Amen. I didn't intend to. I don't mean to. But I would that Brother and Sister Collins would come out here. I'm not going to give them a medal or nothing. I'm not going to embarrass them. But would you all come out here? Brother and Sister Collins, would you stand here on this side facing this way? So go ahead and turn. Facing towards you, we'll stand side by side. Yes, sir. There y'all got it just perfect. Amen. I'd like for Brother Berkeley Rose, if you'd come, Brother. Brother Berkeley, would you come? Amen. I want you to come here. I just felt like doing this. Amen. You know, I'm just old homeboy around these parts. And, amen. I want Brother Berkeley Rose. I want you to come, and I want you to stand right here, and I want you to face Brother Collins. Step this way just a little bit, Brother Collins. Amen. Face Brother Collins. And I just felt like having, is Rachel here? Rachel Coffey? Amen. Have I got your name right? Yeah. Come on. Come up here. I want you to come here and I want you to stand beside Berkeley. I want you to face Sister Collins. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I got these folks as representatives. I got these folks, and I don't know where you draw the line between youth and old.
Maybe that's what I'm trying to do, is erase that line. Amen. Amen. But Brother and Sister Collins, I know there's folks older than them. Brother Collins looks so young and fit and trim. And, amen. Amen. And they, amen. And they're doing so good. Amen. And I know, amen, Rachel here, she's come right up, and I've watched her come right up in the church, and Brother Berkeley, and he's coming on strong, and I'm proud of the young folks. But they're just representative. I'm not calling them out because they're any more special than anybody else in this church. Amen. I don't really believe that. Amen. But I remember when the spies, amen, they were let down by Scarlet Line, amen, by Rahab, and she asked them for a token. Amen, that everything would be all right. That the kindness that she had showed to them would do any good. That there would be any hope whatsoever. And that token was the Scarlet Line. And praise the Lamb of God. And they told her, said, take that Scarlet Line and tie it in the wind. And when we come in, amen, everything will be all right. Get your mom and dad in there and get all your brothers and sisters in there. And everything that will be in your house, amen, we'll save in a line. And all that token was special to her, no doubt. Amen, because she knew that it represented, amen, a promise, an agreement, if you will. Amen, it represented something very important to her. Amen, that was the salvation of her and her household. Oh, I'm telling you, do you know that God instituted the home before He ever instituted the church? Do you know He ordained the home before He ordained the church? Amen. Somebody said, amen, the reason we have weak home is because we got a weak church. No. Amen. It's the other way around. If our churches are weak, it's because the home is weak. Hallelujah. And it's the only way I really could think of, amen, that we could bring it together. Amen. Just present tokens to one another. Amen. Tokens. Amen. And here, amen, these young folks, Rachel and Berkeley, they hold in their hands a token of respect. Amen. That scarlet line that they have in their fingers right now, amen, that represents respect. Amen. Of the experience, amen, of the elders of this church. You hear me tonight? In Brother and Sister Collins' hands, amen, they're holding a token, a scarlet line that represents, amen, their efforts for patience, amen, with the youth of the church. Amen. I'm not saying any of these folks are impatient or irreverent. Amen. They're just representative of the church. Amen. And I like to bring this thing right together. Amen. I like for folks, amen, in this building tonight, amen, the young and the old, amen, to come together and say, let's go to heaven together. Amen. Come on now. Amen. And amen. I like for the young folks to say, amen, I'll use my youthful zeal and strength for the glory of the Lord. Amen. But I'm going to look for you to train me. I'm going to look to you to direct me. I'm going to look to you, amen, to show me the way. I like for the older people of the church to say, I thank God for my experience. Amen. And I'm going to use it for the glory. Amen. But I'm going to teach with patience. Amen. I'm going to instruct with long suffering. Amen. Come on now. Amen. And I'd like to see that. Amen. Come together in the churches, the holiness churches. Amen. Across this country. Amen. And I'd like for you to do something with me. Amen. I'd like for, amen, everyone, and I'm just an obscure number, but I'd like for every sister, amen, that is 39 years and younger, amen, to come on this side and get line up here behind Sister Rachel. Will you do that? This is our altar call tonight. Would you come? Amen. I'd like for every brother who's 39 years and younger to line up behind Brother Berkeley right here. Would you do it? Glory to God. Amen. Amen. I like for the brethren, amen, who are 40 years and older. I like you come and line up here behind Brother Collins. And likewise, the sisters here at the church. I like everybody, 100% cooperation. Amen. Participation, if you will. Amen. This is all the service tonight. I'm not taking very long. I like for the sisters who are 40 years and older, amen, to line up behind Sister Collins. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. I might have should have picked a lower number, Brother Collins. Hallelujah. They got you outnumbered. Oh, praise the Lamb of God. And I haven't got enough tokens to go along. Amen. To hand out to everybody. I haven't got enough scarlet lines and I won't even try. Amen. But here, Rachel. I want Rachel. Amen. In Berkeley. Amen. And Brother Collins and Sister Collins. Amen. I want for us younger ones. Amen. I want these to exchange their tokens. And after that, I want a handshake would be fine or a hug on the neck. Amen. Brother to brother and sister to sister. Amen. And I want us to tell. Amen. I want us younger folks to tell the older. Amen. I respect you. Amen. And I'm going to pray and realize. Amen. I want God to show me. Amen. And I want to have more respect for you. Amen. And I want to learn of you, because I know the road that you've traveled down. Amen. If the Lord tarries, I'll be going down that same road after a while. Amen. And I want to learn the pitfalls. Amen. I want to learn, amen, the sharp corners. Amen. I want you to really show me, amen, where those things are at. And I want these young folks, amen, to present their tokens to the elder. Amen. And hug their neck if you want to. And say, I'm going to respect you. And this is a token of my respect, amen, to your experience. Amen. Likewise, I want the experience of this church, amen, to shake hands and hug the neck. Amen. I want Sister Collins to present her token here in a moment. Amen. To Rachel and say, I'm gonna train you. Amen. And I'm gonna pray that the Lord will give me patience. Amen. With the young people of this church, with the youth of this church. Amen. I don't know if you're feeling anything here tonight. Amen. But I'm feeling the Holy Ghost in this place. Amen. Amen. There's a coming together. Amen. How can we have zeal? Amen. In youthful zeal. Amen. And elderly experience at the same time. Amen. It'll be in one body. It'll be in the body of Christ. It'll be in the body of the believers. Hallelujah. Hey, I said hallelujah. Hey, I said hallelujah. Amen. So I would to God. Amen. That the Lord would be in these proceedings that the Lord laid on my heart. Amen. As Rachel and Sister Collins begin to approach each other right now. Amen. Brother Berkeley. Amen. And Brother Collins begin to approach each other. Amen. Let's exchange our tokens of our respect and our patience toward one another. And let's have a good time of fellowship. Amen. In this service tonight. Amen. And while you're waiting in line, it'd be all right if you'd whisper a prayer. God, bring us together. It'd be all right. Amen. If you say, thank you, Lord. Amen. For our coming together. Amen. I'm not saying there's a great division. Amen. But I am saying this. That's right. Amen. Go on down the line. Amen. That's right. Amen. But I am saying we need more respect, don't we, young folks, younger folks? Amen. For our elders. Amen. Don't we need, amen, amen, us older men sort of right in the middle. Amen. Don't we need more patience with the young folks? Amen. I really believe this is the will of God here tonight on this Tuesday night at the Pentecostal Highway of Holiness. Amen. Let's love each other tonight. Let's respect each other. Have patience one with another. Amen. Let's come together in unity. Bind us together, dear Lord. God, bind us together. Amen. This is sound doctrine tonight that this would happen. Amen. This is sound doctrine that this is going on. Amen. This is a spiritual awakening, spiritual happening. Amen. In some lives here tonight. Amen. Let's hug each other's neck. Amen. Let's respect and love each other. Let's have patience with one with another. Amen. Oh, glory. Give honor where honor's due. Young folks, you need to honor these older brothers and sisters. Amen. They've come a long way. They've prayed many a prayer. They've seen the power and the workings of the Lord. Amen. They have an experience of testimony. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. They've been there in the trenches. Hallelujah. Amen. Older folks, we need the youth today. Amen. They'll be the one that we'll pass the baton. It's not a quick exchange, but it's a slow process. It's a gradual process. Amen. Come together tonight. Amen. If you, when you're finished, you can find you a place to pray and seek the face of the Lord. Oh, glory, bind us together, Lord. Amen. Thank you, God, for the youth in our churches. Lord, thank you, Lord, for the experience. Amen. In the house of God. Oh, God, that we may bind together and come together. Hallelujah. Zeal with experience. Oh, sweet Holy Ghost. Oh,
sweet Holy Ghost. God, the respect that is due the experience of the church. God, the patience that is necessary, amen, to train the youth of the church. Let it be so, let it be done tonight. Amen, let it happen, God, among us. Amen, in this service tonight. Amen, oh, I feel the love of the Lord, don't you? Amen, I feel God's in these proceedings. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I present to you, Brother Collins, amen, a token of my respect. Amen, I respect you, brother. Amen, I count you more valuable than I ever have. Amen, oh, yes, I do. I need your experience. I need your wisdom. Amen, be patient with me as you train me. Amen, be patient with us. Amen, older folks. Amen, be patient with our mistakes. Amen, be patient. Amen, with our youthfulness. Amen, be patient with our inexperience. Be patient with our ignorance. Hallelujah. And if you'll be patient, amen, you'll find out, amen, that we are teachable. We are trainable. Oh, hallelujah. I love the Lord tonight. Amen. God's working this thing out. Amen. When you're through, you can find a place to pray. Amen. After you're done fellowshipping, amen, let's ask the Lord, amen, to seal this in His own blood. Amen. Let this be an everlasting covenant. Amen. Oh, glory to God. This could be the key. Amen. This could be the key. Amen. Amen. That they was talking about. This could be the key. Somebody hugging somebody's neck. Amen. It could change your life. Amen. It could turn your life around. Amen. It can fortify. Amen. The walls. Amen. It can raise the standard. Amen. This is the key. Oh, glory to God. Amen. A token of respect. A token of effort of patience. Amen. Oh, glory to God. God's a helping us. I said the Holy Ghost is a helping us. Hallelujah. Perhaps the Barkers would want to come up here. Amen. Y'all know that song, Bind Us Together. Amen. Sing that song. Bind Us Together. Amen. Oh, God's a moving in this place tonight. Amen. It's good to see God's people love each other. Amen. In our holiness church. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, dear Lord. Oh,